This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. As the stimulus bill takes shape, some Republican lawmakers are pushing for the government to drive down rates for home mortgages. That move would help revive the housing market and help existing homeowners save large amounts through refinancing. There are skeptics, but advocates say it wouldn't cost the government much of anything. NPR's Chris Arnold examines how this might work.
Republicans want the government to push rates down to around 4% for 30-year fixed-rate home loans for borrowers with decent credit. The idea is that that could spark more home buying, and it would also put a lot of extra money in the pockets of homeowners who could refinance, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
According to this proposal, the average family would see its monthly mortgage payment drop by over $400 a month. That comes out to over $5,000 a year.
Those numbers actually come from an economist at Columbia University named Chris Mayer. He's been pushing for a plan like this and compiling data on just how much money Americans would save.
If you looked at the state of Kentucky, where Senator McConnell is from, more than 500,000 households would refinance their mortgages at an average savings of $250 a month. In California, there would be almost 4.5 million people refinancing at a savings of almost $700 a month.
Mayer thinks in all, 40 million mortgages could get refinanced. That's 80% of all the outstanding home loans in the country. Larger so-called jumbo loans wouldn't be eligible. Right now, consumer spending is way down. So Mayer thinks reducing monthly mortgage payments would help get Americans spending again and help rescue the economy. He thinks people would buy more homes as well. So how much would all this cost?
There isn't a cost to the government. The government actually makes money on this. And you can think about this as a 30-year tax break for 40 million households without running up the deficit.
That's sort of the most amazing part of this proposal, I think. You're saying all of these people, millions of people, can save hundreds of dollars a month, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 a year, and it doesn't cost the government anything to do this.
Yes. And, you know, many of your listeners will say, but how do you create something from nothing? That's impossible. And the answer is it's not some economist's sleight of hand.
Mayer says the financial crisis has just created a situation where it's very cheap for the government to borrow money. Investors of all kinds have been pouring money into U.S. treasuries because they're seen as one of the only safe bets around. So by issuing, say, 10-year treasury bills, the government can borrow at less than 3%. So if it then turns around and in essence loans that money to homeowners by buying mortgage securities, it can loan at 4% and even make a little money.
That's exactly the idea, is the government can borrow at incredibly low rates because nobody wants to take any risk whatsoever in the credit markets.
So the government, in effect, Mayer says, is just redirecting the flow of money through the system and not spending its own money. Still, some other economists are skeptical.
I think there's the potential for a very large price tag associated with this, yes.
Joseph Jerko is a professor of real estate and finance at the Wharton School. He thinks the plan wouldn't spark enough home buying to stop home prices from falling further. And he says the new loans for home purchases could go bad as home prices keep plunging and the government would be on the hook for those loans.
I don't know that it will happen, but I know that it's wrong to assume it won't. That I know, because, you know, I personally think house prices are going to keep falling. And therefore, to encourage citizens to make levered bets on a market in decline strikes me as very unwise. I do not understand why the government wants to do this.
As far as those refinancing savings, Jerko thinks people would save the money and not spend it, so it wouldn't help the economy much. And he thinks it would be more important for the government to focus on helping homeowners at risk of foreclosure. There are millions more home loans that could go bad, and those homes would further glut the market.
To me, that's where I'd put my resources, is dealing with the foreclosure problem.
Economist Chris Mayer wants the government to do that too, but he says overall the 4% loan plan would save taxpayers money by making millions of existing loans less likely to default because the payments would be lower. The government's already on the hook for most of those loans because they're guaranteed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The government has already been pushing home mortgage rates lower, and some Democrats are not opposed to the 4% loan idea. So the proposal is being taken seriously on both sides of the aisle. Chris Arnold, NPR News.